Now, a couple on a mission to visit every one of the 2,563 network railway stations in Great Britain have passed through Cambridgeshire this morning. On their way, they've done their bit to boost the average annual passenger count at what is reputedly Britain's least used station, which has featured on this show before, actually, Shippy Hill, between Ely and Lakenheath. I'm delighted to say, although they are on a train, so fingers crossed for the signal, Jeff Marshall and Vicky Pipe are on the line from Norwich. Jeff and Vicky, good morning.
Charlie, hello. I can tell you straight away, actually, we've got to Norwich and we've decamped at the pub, so we're not on a train right now. We're having an early morning breakfast.
You are in the pub. Well, listen, good luck to you. Listen, my first question... Right, so let me clear up something. Do you just pass through the stations or do you actually get off?
Yeah, so it's a great question because we've had people say, oh, it doesn't count unless you get off. So we just... We have to be on a train that stops, so we can't be on like a fast train. The train does have to stop there.
Right.
If we got out though, this would take not 3 months but 10 months.
Right.
So we're doing the reasonable 3 month version. We can say we've stopped every station, or even if we don't actually, you know, leave the actual station premises. Yeah.
Right. So the idea, and it's going to take you 3 months. Did you say?
Yes. If we actually got out everywhere, it would take like the best part of a year, so that's why we're not doing that long version. So we say 3 months, it might slip to like 13, 14 weeks. We've already had a couple of delays, so we'll see how it goes.
My next question is why?
I don't know. No, well, the backstory is that so I'm from London, and a couple of times in my life, when I was young and foolish, now I'm just old and foolish, I've held the world record for travelling to all the London tube stations in the fastest time possible in one day.
Wow.
And yeah, I've done that. Been in the Guinness Book of Records twice. And
do you know? Can I stop you there? Sorry,
go
I
on,
tried. We used to live in London, and me and my brother tried to do that. We tried to do every single tube station.
What happened?
We just got bored. We literally got bored after about 3 hours of riding the tubes. I mean, I remember it. We just thought one day, right, let's see if we can go to every single tube station. But you actually did it and held the world record.
Yeah, twice. It takes me, it's like a 16, 17, 18-hour day. Yeah, it does require a lot of dedication and a lot of love for public transport. And this is what this is now. This is like the bigger version of that, because I'm sure it came out as a joke in the pub one night. Someone's like, hey, rather than do just all of London, why not the whole country?
Mm.
And that was like 5 years ago. And then slowly the idea kind of, you know, it germinated and it grew. And last year we're like, could we actually do this? And how long would it take? And we started looking at timetables.
Yeah.
And here we are actually doing it.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah. How much planning went into it? To visit every single station, you must have had to do an awful lot of planning.
There's a team of us. We have spreadsheets. We have maps on walls. We have post-it notes. This has been going on since about October of last year. Some of it still isn't even planned. When we get into the north and we start getting up into Manchester and Yorkshire, some of that is very scary. You mean, like this morning, basically the reason why we love Cambridgeshire so much is, we were on the 7:23 from Shippy Hill this morning.
Yes.
So famous for being the least used station. But up in Yorkshire and Manchester, there are some other really awkward stations that are even more awkward than the one-a-day Shippy Hill. So, yeah, there's been an immense amount of planning. There's a team of about 8 of us, and we all talk online and email and stuff, and we all work together to try and make this happen. So I should say thank you to my team right now on the radio.
Oh, absolutely. We had a text in from Rachel earlier on, and I don't know if you know this. Maybe you do. Maybe this has been part of your plans. A brand new station opened in Cambridge about 2 weeks ago called Cambridge North.
We were there last night.
So
we came up from London last night and we stayed the night in Ely and we made a special stop at Cambridge North and we did a little video about just on Cambridge North because it is the newest station in the world.
Absolutely.
Right now.
So I didn't know whether that had escaped, got under your radar or whether you were aware of that.
We're on it. It's still got that brand new smell, you know, like when you buy a new, like a new car smell. I can't describe it, but it's a new station smell.
Are you a bit of a train anorak by any chance, Jeff?
So we don't spot trains. We're not nerds in the traditional sense, but we certainly love the railways. We love the connections, and we love the people that you meet, and we love the fact that, you know, to a lot of people, like, trains are just a commuting chore. But to us, it's like a way of saying, look, you can explore Britain. Look at some of the places you can go. Look at some of the history, the social history.
Yeah.
And we're saddened by the fact that definitely up here in Cambridgeshire and Norfolk, where we are right now, there's a lot of closed railways. And we certainly wish that Britain had more railways. you know, and we're advocates for reopening some old lines and getting more people on the rails. Absolutely, yeah.
You're filming your epic journey, I understand.
We are. This is where I do the social media plug, if that's okay.
That's fine. No, listen, if you're crazy enough to do it, then we've got to sit and watch it. So that's fine, Jeff.
So if people would like to get on board, see what I did there.
Oh,
with the pun,
very good.
We're on Facebook, All The Stations. Twitter is called at All The Stations. And if you go to YouTube and just search for the phrase All The Stations, we're putting out like 4 to 5 videos a week. And they're brilliant. They're like little vlog-style entries. And you can see as we travel around, and it's part fun. You get to see us sort of, you know, chatting and bantering, and also, but we meet other people. So if we meet an interesting person, we go, hey, why are you on this train today? Is it for business or personal pleasure? You know, we've met some fascinating people, and we're just basically exploring Britain, exploring the railways, and meeting the people as we go and talking to them. And it's been brilliant, and we hope to meet more interesting people as we go.
Final question, how many stations have you ticked off, and how many is there to go?
I'm looking to Mission Control. I think we're on 800. No, that's actually, do you know what? On the way back right now, we're in Norwich right now. Mm. We've got to tick off. There's a little station called Lakenheath. Now, is that in Norwich or is that in Cambridgeshire?
Lakenheath is actually Suffolk, I believe.
Is it? Oh, okay. When we do that in about an hour's time, we'll be exactly one third through. So whatever 2,563 is divided by three.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Well, I'll let you work that out on your next train journey. Listen, Jeff Marshall, thank you so
much
indeed.
So much.
And listen, all the best. It sounds like a fascinating, if not crazy, idea. And if you were to ever do Europe, I'd be with you on that, because I've just got this fascination of going around Europe on a train. So
thank you so much.
Pleasure. Listen, Jeff Marshall there. Around about a third of the way through visiting all 2,563 railway stations in the UK.